It's a Bill King show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rap! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
So fast, no clue, but here we are, and I am excited, ready to go. Here is the agenda. Here's the guesting. Ole Miss Evie starts today. Now, she's been on the show many times, but permanent Friday slot taking place of the departed, the retired Kevin Hagan. Top of hour two, Ole Miss Evie will be with us. And hour three, Brad Powers. Brad Powers Sports, gambling, wagering, all of those evil, sinful things. Top of hour number three on this show. 615-844-5600. If you want to dial us up on Twitter at Bill is King. And you can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. There you have it. Commitments less than 2 weeks out, December 13th and the 14th. Looking forward to seeing you. Hope you can come. Bring anybody you want. You don't need an invite that's on some paper or email. You don't need a ticket. You don't need that if you don't want to. Love to have you, though. And that is, again, Tuesday, Wednesday, December the 13th and the 14th. There'll be a get-together at the Omni, where everything is located for commitments, on Tuesday, late evening, early, or late afternoon, early evening, I should say. And it'll be in the Bill King Suite. You're invited there. And we'll have some refreshments, things like that. Next morning, we'll do the show from Barlines, and we'll give you 5 hours, not three, 5 hours on commitments. We will have a breakfast buffet for you at commitments. That's on the house. Yep. Eggs, bacon, delicious biscuits, hash browns, whatever happens to be served, but it'll be a really full breakfast buffet for you. So looking forward to that as well. That is what will happen at Commitments on the, that'll be the next morning on the 14th. Looking forward to it. Hope you can be there. Hope you can bring some people with you, and we will have a big time. Championship games, y'all, coming up. Yeah, championship games on the horizon, league title games. As we wrap up, we've already finished up, sadly, we've already finished up the regular season. Yeah, very, very sadly, went way too fast. Every year goes fast. It seems like each year speeds up, though. Yeah, every year seems to speed up. The Utah and Southern Cal game which is the Pac-12 game. Now, I don't want to sound mean, because Southern Cal has had a heck of a year. Utah's had a good year. Washington had a good year. We can brag on teams in that league. Problem is, nobody goes to the Pac-12 championship game. It is way more empty than full at those games. And I'm looking forward to it. You've got that Utah-Southern Cal game, which is tonight. And remember, that is Southern Cal's only blemish, their only mole, their only wart this year. 11-1. Lincoln Riley left Oklahoma, took Caleb Williams with him. 11-1. Lost, what was the score? 43-42. To Utah. And they're favored in this game by 2.5. I am very excited about this game coming up tonight. The Akron-Buffalo game is tonight, too, in case you're wondering. And we'll talk to Brad about it. If you have any questions for Brad, remember, hold back. Do not post questions early, because they get lost on the deep timeline for the show. Other games to talk about. Other games to consider would be the Kansas State-TCU game. TCU favored, same number, 2.5. Favored by 2.5. The thinking is, perhaps, now, if you think about it, TCU undefeated. They're 12-0. Yeah, the son of Spike Dykes is 2-0, and they're favored over Kansas State by 2.5 points. The thinking is they could even lose, perhaps, and get in. I said perhaps. I'm allowing a little bit of cushion there, if you will. Georgia and LSU. How many of you had Brian Kelly? All you Brian Kelly haters, there's lots of them out there. How many of you had Brian Kelly winning the West, the SEC West? They're a 17.5-point underdog. Now, I've talked about it in the past. This is a really good lesson, until things change, at least, when and if things change. How do you win the West? How do you win the East in the SEC? Well, the big bad bully has to come back to the pack some. Alabama, which was heavily favored this year. No. Not just for the SEC, to win the national championship. Heavily favored, came back to the pack this year. Alabama is, by their lofty standards, let me just pick them apart again. On their offensive line, average, maybe. At receiver, average, maybe average. On the interior defensive line, average. Inside linebackers, very average. Cover corners, average. Safeties, maybe a little better, but not much. This Alabama team, by their standards, is not up to their standards. Now, that's not LSU's problem. I'm not critiquing them, but that's how you win the West, and that's how you win the East. You know how you're going to win the East, at least for now? Georgia's going to have to come back to the pack some. They're not doing it right now. Georgia is officially the preeminent program in the SEC. It's not Alabama right now. I'm not saying that can't change, but right now it's Georgia. There's one note, though, I will remind Georgia fans about. The football gods do not like back-to-back national champions. I'm not saying that means you won't win it. I am not saying that. I'm just saying keep that in mind. The football gods don't like it. They do approve it very rarely. They have approved it. It has happened, but it's incredibly rare. Georgia pulls that off, it's even another stratosphere they will enter. Yeah, another one. Yet another one. North Carolina, Clemson, and Clemson favored by 7.5. Michigan favored by 16.5 over Purdue from the West. Luke Fickell, now here's the deal. Everybody's got to deal with Luke Fickell now in the Big Ten West. I've had a lot of questions. Bill, what about Luke Fickell? Is that a good hire? It is a good hire. That is a very good hire. Yes, it is. Yeah, yes, it is. It's excellent. Coach's hot seat, Bill. Championship game for the Pac-12 is sold out in Vegas. Yes, yeah. Tennessee Insurance Dog, Bill, the Pac-12 championship in Vegas is actually sold out tonight. Yeah, that wasn't my point. I'm just saying people traditionally do not go to that game. In Vegas, sold out. You've got that Utah and Southern Cal game. Josh in London. Bill, did you see this? By the way, Coach's hot seat still out in, where is he? Where are you at in? He's on that big lake out there. He got out of San Francisco a couple of years ago. Josh points this out. Bill, Brian Hartline, wide receiver coach at Ohio State. Here's a tweet from yesterday. There's rumors about him being either the top candidate at Cincinnati or one of the primary candidates for the departed Luke Fickell, Josh's favorite coach of all time. Brian Hartline, I am aware of the speculation surrounding my name connected and my Twitter just went haywire. Hang tight. Let me pull this up again. Sorry, Josh. I had it, and then my Twitter went crazy. I am aware of the speculation surrounding my name connected to other vacated coaching positions and appreciate all the support. But right now, my heart is at Ohio State. I do not have plans to go anywhere else. Hashtag go Bucks. And you know what? I don't know what he's thinking. Brian Hartline is a very good receiver coach and a very, very good recruiter, as we know. He brings in Johnny Five Star a lot. Yeah, a lot. And there's talk about the Cincinnati gig when it comes to him as well. So we'll see what happens. But Josh points that out. Don't want to lose him at all. Anyways, are we, Patton, are we good? It sounds like we've frozen up again here.
Yeah, just one second.
I looked up because, again, I'm not the time clock guy. I don't pay attention much. I just start popping off. Yeah, I keep getting, everybody's hitting me up. Bill, the Pac-12 game is sold out. I got you. I'm just telling you. Historically, nobody goes to that game. That's all I was talking about. I get it. You trying to tell me that that game is akin to the SEC game where people actually go? I'm very excited about that game. It's a Friday night game. I can't wait for it. We're playing our state championship games, our high school games here, so I don't have that conflict of high school versus the college game. I'll have them both on. We had a bunch of games yesterday. Yeah, Trent Dilfer, who's the new UAB coach, is up 49-0. Trent Dilfer is hated by everybody, by the way. He's up 49-0, and he's throwing the ball.
Good afternoon. It's still very busy out here on all the major outbound routes. This rain not helping rush hour traffic. Still slow go, 65 north of Vietnam Fence. I still see it just dragging on 40 west out here around 46th Avenue on the west side. Traffic's increasing down through Brentwood, Franklin. Again, just give yourself extra travel time. Be careful. Ripley's is hiring all 10 attractions. Check them out online at ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Slim's Tender Mac Bowls are back. We start with a three cheese blend to make our delicious mac and top it with chopped hand-breaded tenders and Colby Jack cheese. Try the Tender Mac Bowl meal or the Buffalo Tender Mac Bowl meal, both served with Texas toast and a medium drink. But hurry, they're only around for a limited time. Download the Slim Chickens app to order and earn rewards.
Greg Pug back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, now also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Reward yourself for surviving Nashville traffic with fresh, locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods all day long. And free Wi-Fi so you don't have to work from home. Number one in customer service. You made it through the traffic. Reward yourself with a perfect pick-me-up at Bongo Java. Fresh coffee, delicious treats, great atmosphere. Open 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. daily. Bongo Java at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
It's a Bill King show.
If Nick coached another 7-8 years, I would not be shocked at all. I wouldn't be. Now, I'm not predicting it because I don't think you can predict that kind of thing. We don't know that. If he coached to 80, I would not be flabbergasted.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
The home of commitments and other stuff. The Bill King Show.
December of the 30th. Commitments. Hope to see you there. You don't have to stay the whole time. You can pick one night or one day. We'll be there the 13th, late afternoon, evening. Bill King suite hanging out. Everybody there meeting each other, getting to know each other. There'll be some refreshments there, some adult refreshments. Is it okay, Patton, to say beer? Is it okay? Can I say beer on the radio?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I think I can. Yeah. There'll be some nice adult refreshments, beer there. And everybody meeting and greeting. My wife can come again. She just can't stay. She has got things to do. My wife will be there, and then we'll leave later in the evening because she's got to get back home. And then, that's going to be such a busy week for us because about a couple days later, we're heading down to Tampa to see my daughter. And so that's going to be a crazy week. About 2 weeks out, 2 weeks from today, we'll be heading down to Tampa, but Tuesday, Wednesday of that week, it'll be Commitmas. 5-hour show the next morning at Bar Lines. You're invited. Love to have you there. We'll have a breakfast buffet for you. And the bar will be open if you're so inclined. At breakfast. If you want to go at Bar Lines, there is a bar there. Now, it's usually not open. Bar Lines usually doesn't open till noon. And it really won't be open to the, well, it'll be open, but not like officially, because normally it's open at noon or around lunchtime. This time it's open for us now at, 6 a.m. for the show. Bar Lines will be open, but we will have an absolute blast. And yes, the actual bar, this is from Jim and Jupiter, got that done the very first year we did Commitmas. I don't know how many people want to go to the bar for breakfast, but if you do want to, you can. I can't do that. No. I've got a job. My job supersedes my ability to walk up to the bar and say, hey, give me one of those over there. I can't do that. That would not be a good look for the show. Yeah, it wouldn't be good at all. Marty down in Jacksonville says, got to be at the port at 1300, which means I get to listen to all of the Bill King shows. Appreciate that, Marty. Down in Duval County, Florida, which would be the upper northeast corner of that state. Tom in Myrtle Beach. We were talking about how the football gods do not like repeats. I know that sounds a little, how does that sound? Mystical? Like, Bill, does that really, I mean, do you really believe that, Bill? I'm telling you, it's a thing. I'm not saying that means Georgia doesn't go back-to-back. Georgia is incredibly impressive. Phenomenally impressive. I'm just saying it's so hard to do. Just the ability to somewhere get beat or slip up or have something happen, something flukish, or however it occurs. The football gods don't like it. Like I said, they have allowed it. They just don't allow it much. Alabama did it in 11 and 12. Dr. Tom did it. Bear Bryant did it in 78-79. It's hard to do. It's phenomenally hard to do. That's all I'm saying. Time in Myrtle Beach. If Meat Chicken can beat Ohio State 2 years in a row, then Georgia can repeat. Hell has already frozen over this season. I know what he's saying. Guys, I tried to talk to you about this. And I'm not saying I predicted Michigan to beat Ohio State. I didn't. But I tried to talk to you about Michigan is a problem all year long. And all I heard back from the Buckeyes was Michigan hadn't played anybody. They played this one game and they didn't win big enough. And this ain't going to be a problem. Ohio State has revenge on their minds. They're going to boat race Michigan. That's all I heard back. And again, Ohio State's a good team. I thought Ohio State would win that game. In the first half of that game, I thought a couple of moments, Michigan looked wobbly. I thought there were opportunities there. I tweeted about it. But I did talk to you about, guys, you're not properly understanding this Michigan team ain't the team that Harbaugh had previous to the 5 years where the Buckeyes were beating them. Things have changed. This team is a physically, powerfully built team that can get into the phone booth and screw you up. Rearrange your face. That's what this Michigan team's about. And folks, let me also just give you a warning. This is the way it's going to be. If you're going to beat them, and they're going to lose games. I mean, everybody loses games. But if you're going to beat them, you better be prepared to get into the phone booth with a very big, powerful, tough guy. Michigan football. I'm not suggesting you have to like them. If you don't like them, don't like them. But you're going to have to get in there and brawl with a really big, physical, tough guy. This is not the Harbaugh screw-up stuff of yesteryear. It's not. The culture is back in place. This is the same guy that took over Stanford in the gutter and took them to prominence. This is the same guy that got a NFL team to the Super Bowl to play his brother. You may not like him. He's weird. He's quirky. He is. Dude is a bleeping football coach. Allen in Tampa. Breaking news. Mike Farrell says Georgia isn't any good. Back to Mike Farrell said Florida State. What did he say? What was the tweet? And Mike's been on the show a bunch. I like Mike. But somebody pulled up, Jimmy Jupiter pulled up the tweet where he said he was looking over Florida State's offense and it was not, it was back in May. And he said it's not good. Now, Mike did acknowledge yesterday, he said, I'm getting killed by Florida State fans. He said, I had some thoughts on them and I was wrong. He said that. No, he absolutely said that. Coach's hot seat. Bill still at 6,224 feet above sea level in Lake Tahoe. Hanging out over there. Coach's hot seat. Does Coach's hot seat know that his what? Well, I don't know if it's his biggest promoter, but one of his biggest promoters is the Cosby Cattleman. Cosby Cattleman has several things that he loves. Baby Kiff. He loves Baby Kiff. He loves Tennessee, even though he very rarely says anything good about him. That's the way he works. And he's always bringing up Coach's hot seat. Yeah, I don't know if you know this Coach's hot seat, but one of your biggest promoters is the Cosby Cattleman. Brought it up last call. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, I'm staying the whole time Tuesday and Wednesday. Hell, I'm coming to dinner at your house Wednesday night. What's going to be on the rec tech? I've still got turkeys. You're going to think I'm crazy. About 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, we started smoking turkeys. We did. And I think, and I don't remember the number, I think we went through about four of them. Then on Thanksgiving, we smoked a turkey, plus we did a traditional one in the oven because the wife, she likes the traditional, even though it's not as good as on the rec tech. She just likes the tradition, so we do that. And we still have, we smoked another one after Thanksgiving, and we still have two. I think our number is going to be seven or eight. I really, frankly, guys, I don't know. I'm rounding the number off. And we use it. She makes, how many of you make turkey gumbo? Because you've heard me talk about turkey gumbo a bunch. But turkey tetrazzini. Wifey makes that too. It's really, really good. Oh, some terrible news, too, yesterday. Oh, folks. All right, what I'm about to tell you wherever you're at, just make sure you have Kleenex. You're probably going to tear up. I've told you I'm a big gravy guy, right? Wifey sent me a text yesterday and said we've left the gravy out too long in the fridge now. And it won't keep any longer. I'm going to have to throw it out. I know. I can hear you. You're tearing up. Because I'm a big gravy guy. Just when it comes to Thanksgiving. I don't have gravy probably any other time of the year. But I love gravy. And what she does is she saves it for me, but she puts it in the freezer and she puts it in the ice cube. She bought ice cube trays just for gravy, right? And she makes little cubes out of it. And then when I need it later, I'll pull it out, microwave it, put it on something, and it's just fantastic. She informed me all the gravy that she made, there was a ton left, is not, we didn't put it up in time. It's not going to keep. Very sad news on Thursday in the Bill Is King house. Now, she did try and help me. She said, we're going to cook more turkey. We're going to have more gravy. I'll make some more. But you know what? It's just sad. Yes, sad. Cliff checking in this morning in Florida. He says, Bill, from Big Red on the EC, that'd be the Emerald Coast, Georgia Dong has better chance at another wife before Georgia wins back-to-back. Dang. Now, wait a minute. The Georgia Dong, now this is, Georgia Dong volunteered this info, so I don't want it to sound like I'm trying to be mean to the Georgia Dong. I'm not. Georgia Dog is on wifey number 5, and he's made it very clear this is the one. This is it. I'm not playing this game anymore. He's made it very clear. Cliff said, who's living on the Emerald Coast, Georgia has a better chance of winning back-to-back, meaning winning the Natty this year. Actually, Georgia Dog has a better chance at another wife, he said, than Georgia has a chance of winning back-to-back. That's pretty funny. I think the Georgia Dog would laugh at that, too. Lake Norman Buckeye, and we'll send it to break here in a second. Once you lose physically in your program, it's hard to get it back. He's right. They can't do it. Fickell might have to fix it after his 2-year stint in Madison. That just reminded me of something. Just hold that thought. Because I've got, there's a two-parter here when we come back. Ole Miss Evie makes her permanent debut. Again, I say permanent because she's been on the show many, many, many times. But Ole Miss Evie's going to be in the Friday slot where Kevin Hagan departed. Starting today. Starting top of hour number 2. Very excited about that. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good afternoon. It's still very busy out here on all the major outbound routes. This rain not helping rush hour traffic. Still slow go 65 north of Vietnam Fence. I still see it just dragging on 40 west out here around 46th Avenue on the west side. Traffic's increasing down through Brentwood, Franklin. Again, just give yourself extra travel time. Be careful. Ripley's is hiring all 10 attractions. Check them out online at ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Austin Hardy is your go-to agent in the Middle Tennessee community for the service you desire at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Austin Hardy has you covered. Call 615-810-9999 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Where can you save big on Black Friday and go big on the holidays? Lowe's, actually. Find the prices you'll love this season, like $100 savings on a Blackstone 30-inch flat-top grill, now only $299. And your choice of a DeWalt 20-volt max brushless drill kit or impact driver kit for $99. Plus, find gifts exclusively at Lowe's, like a Kobalt 24-volt 500 CFM leaf blower for $99. Black Friday is here. Don't miss the deals at Lowe's. Home to any possibility. Offer valid through 11/30 while supplies last.
Geico presents Daily Affirmations.
Repeat after me. We are filled with an abundance of joy.
We are filled with an abundance of joy.
Also an abundance of questions. Good thing Geico has 24/7 claim service to help answer questions and resolve claims quickly.
Good thing Geico has 24/7 claim service.
We are also filled with an abundance of biscuits.
We are also filled with I don't think it works this way.
Oh, and jam. Don't forget jam.
To manifest more Geico in your life, go to geico.com.
Tired of the same old company holiday party and looking to reward your team with a fun night out? What about something different for a birthday party or group gathering? Hello, this is Philip Cox of Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, and we specialize in group events no matter the size at our Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, and Hendersonville locations. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offer enhanced entertainment options with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Tis the season to have fun with family, friends, and business associates, and there's no better place to do it than at Strike and Spare Family and Fun Center. Visit strikeandspare.com to learn about the group outing of Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap throughout the offseason. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy. This week is Champions Week. We've got stuff going on from Nashville. We've got Jeff Burton and Dale Earnhardt Jr. still talking about Ross Chastain and the move at Martinsville. And Roger Penske is getting a big award. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here. Like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
Get into the Bill King Show.
Shit, man, I just lost my train of thought.
All right, dude, here's a couple of phones in 3, 2. Call 615-844-5600.
No, but Buck, I was just talking about losing your physicality. It's a good point. We've talked about it a bunch on the show, but very good point by him. Once you lose your physicality, it's hard for the same regime to fix it. It is. Not saying you can't do it, but it's really hard. I've watched this many, many millions of times. Now, he brought up Luke Fickell someday can come back and fix it. Reminds me, one of my sons yesterday said, "Dad, you think Josh Heupel is going to stay at Tennessee a while?" Now, again, you're going to say, "Bill, you were just talking about totally different thing, right? You were just talking about Luke Fickell." Yes, there is a point here. I'm on point here. And he said, "Don't you think they'll just go ahead and fire Venables and bring Josh Heupel back? You know, he was quarterback there, won a natty, he was coaching." Luke Fickell. Yeah, back to Luke Fickell. Luke Fickell is a Buckeye, played there. He's from Ohio. But he was the coach in 2011, took over for the sweater vest, and you all remember this, and it was a bad year. Not Luke's fault. He inherited a mess, but everybody liked to blame him for it. And he had to move on to resurrect his career, and he's done that. He is flat out freaking bleeping done that. And he's the new coach at Wisconsin. I just don't know if you can go back. Josh Heupel was fired at Oklahoma as the offensive coordinator. Now, first of all, I don't think Venables is not about to get fired. He's only been there 1 year. Now, does Venables have 2, 3, 4 more years of what we just saw? Maybe not. Maybe they'll have to eventually cut their losses. I was never really a big fan of that hire. It may work out. I mean, maybe they flip the switch. Got to remember, Bob Stoops won, what, 7 games his first year, won the national championship the next year. Oklahoma's not on the verge of a natty next year. I'm not saying that. But year one's, Nick Saban won, what, 6 games or something first year at Alabama. Year ones are not necessarily the predictor, good or bad. Year ones can also be better than you thought, and then year two isn't so good. It works both ways. But my point is, Heupel, his last experience at Oklahoma was not good. You think he'd go back after that? Now I don't know what he's thinking, but you got to remember the history there. He was fired at Oklahoma. And I don't know. Luke Fickell is a Buckeye. Luke Fickell wasn't fired there. He was the interim coach. They never promised him the head coaching job. So it's not the same story. It was a year that didn't go well. They lost to Michigan. That was previous to the last 2 years, their last loss to Michigan, 2011. I just don't know. Luke Fickell wanted the Notre Dame job. He didn't get it because Marcus Freeman was elevated there. We've always thought there are two jobs that he would like. Notre Dame, and obviously he's a Buckeye. Could the Buckeyes circle back someday on a guy? Now, Lake Norman Buckeye is right about something. He would restore the physicality to Ohio State. You know who else has lost their physicality? Alabama. Yep. I know that's blasphemy. Alabama has lost their physicality. Once you take that route to scoring 50 a game, it's almost impossible to maintain your physicality. You know who has not lost their physicality? Georgia. Georgia has not lost their physicality at all. You know who's regained their physicality? Michigan. Oh, God, yes, they have. And it's on display for everybody in humanity. Anyways, I'll tell you what, we'll get a call. Wolverine Dan's on hold. Now, Wolverine Dan, first of all, we love Wolverine Dan, but he's been catching a lot of heat because he acted yesterday like he didn't even know who Brad Powers was, nor did he know even when he was on the show, which means that a person who claims to listen to the show all the time, Wolverine, who is a bit, first of all, Wolverine Dan's a big supporter of the show. He shows up for commitments. I'm not critiquing him there. He's been a very loyal soldier. We just don't know if he listens as much. And you know what? He's a free man. He's not required to listen. But if you don't know when Brad's on, then and he still thinks Mike Hart is the running back. How many years would that be as Mike Hart? 20 years as the running back at Michigan? So we got to fix when it comes to Wolverine Dan. I don't know if I need to send him my, I don't really have a doctor, but Now, he did compliment his wife, which was nice yesterday. Complimented my wife, which was nice. I don't know about Wolverine Dad. We got to work on him a little bit. He's coming to commitments from Detroit, even though he lives in Rocket City. I was about to say Music City. Doesn't live in the Music City. And he's from Michigan. Had to get out of Michigan years ago, though. And his team is now 2-0 the last 2 years against the Buckeyes. That's a fact as well. Ole Miss Eby, top of hour two. Brad, hour three.
Good afternoon. It's still very busy out here on all the major outbound routes. This rain not helping rush hour traffic. Still slow go 65 north of Vietnam Fence. I still see it just dragging on 40 west out here around 46th Avenue on the west side. Traffic's increasing down through Brentwood, Franklin. Again, just give yourself extra travel time. Be careful. Ripley's is hiring all 10 attractions. Check them out online at ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Atlanta Braves laying $1.26 as a favorite today at home against the Nationals. Kyle Wright pitching for the Braves. He's 0-3. With a 7.20 ERA, Eric Feedy for the Nationals, 1-1, a 2.55 run average. The Nationals plus 116 on the money line. The total is 10 under. The NASCAR Cup Series doubleheader this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at Dover, Delaware. Kevin Harvick, Martin Truex Jr., the plus 350 co-favorites to win Saturday's race. The Northern Trust at TPC Boston, Justin Thomas and Bryson DeChambeau are the 12-1 co-favorites. For VSIN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hey guys, it's Zach. Give the gift of play with the team at Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. Stop in and stock up on a huge selection of new and gently used gear and equipment. Maybe you need some cash for the holidays. If you have too many bikes, inline skates, hockey, or other sports gear that you don't use anymore or it doesn't fit, get cash on the spot for your unused gear at Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. They have the trained staff to help you sell your gear and help you find the perfect gift for the holidays, like a new baseball bat, lacrosse stick, yoga and workout gear, or equipment for a home gym. Or maybe you're like me and you love perusing golf clubs. Go check out what they have in their used inventory. I'm always in the Hendersonville store checking out their used golf clubs. So get cash for your holiday gifts when you sell your gear at Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. And make sure to tell them Zach from Nashville Sports Radio sent you. That's Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly sunny, high near 47. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of showers, high near 58. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction. 615-844-5600.
Before I take the call, Josh just tweeted, "Oh, look, Harbaugh just kicked Ryan Day in his ovaries again." Let me repeat this. Harbaugh just kicked Ryan Day in his ovaries again. Josh says Ryan Day has ovaries. Wolverine Dan in the Rocket City, welcome in.
Thank you, Bill. First off, I want to say condolences to your gravy. I feel awful about it. But you know what? A tragedy happens like that. There's always a silver lining because I never thought to put gravy in ice trays stick it in your freezer, and if ever you want just a little bit of gravy on a Sammy or a sandwich or whatever, Bill, that's a great idea.
Yeah, you've met Michelle. That's her idea. That's her invention, man. Gravy and an ice cube tray.
That's solid. That's solid. I mean, how convenient can that be? Instead of reheating the whole bowl, throw a cube in a bowl, right? And then you put it in the microwave, and there you go.
Perfect. Yep.
You need to patent that or something. That I don't know what you could do with that. But in regards to the show, you know, Bill, I'll say it. You know, my memory isn't as good as it used to be. I forget crap. I mean, I just do, Bill. It's not fun. Thank God I got a wife that's got a memory like an elephant, because she helps me out a lot. Without her, I'd be lost. And I'll just say that. I mean, I don't mind saying it. But when it comes to the games that have been played against Ohio State, Michigan, you know, through the years, you had the Bull Woody, you had the car, the sweater vest, trussle, and then, you know, we have what we got going on now. And I don't think Harbaugh was that successful against Meyer. I think he did play against Meyer a couple times. But there's always been like little mini streaks as far as winning against the opponents, either or. So, Josh, I wouldn't worry about it too much. You know what? It could be just a two-game winning streak, and then all of a sudden you guys run on another four-game, five-game winning streak. The series is like that, Bill. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, it'd been real actually one-sided with once the sweater vest took over. It was one-sided forever, about 20 years in the favor of Ohio State. But yes, it's two in a row now for Michigan.
Well, it was our favor also when they had Cooper. How many games did we win then?
I think it was 0-10-1 for Cooper.
I'm sorry?
0-10-1 for Cooper, man.
Well, you know, it happens. It happens, okay? I wouldn't worry about it, you know. They could easily get it. Ohio State could easily be back in the playoffs. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm not worried about it. But I am really excited because Commitments is around the corner. Yes, indeed, we are flying in from Detroit. We're going to get in early. And I heard, and I've always wanted to go to it, the Opryland Hotel has the lights, plus it's got some kind of ice exhibit where you can slide down ice and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. It's very
good. My wife and I have always wanted to do that. So we're going to – this is what you call an epic day in anybody's life. We come back from visiting loved ones. We go to this Opryland having a great time, grab a bite to eat, maybe some town in downtown honky-tonk a little bit. And then, you know, we get cleaned up a little bit, and then we go to the Bill King party at the Bill King suite, you know, and rub elbows with a bunch of sports people. And then the next morning, Bill, you know, not only getting the gravy like your wife makes, but you're going to get the Omni gravy on those wonderful, beautiful, brown, golden, luscious biscuits with the sausage and 5 hours of Bill King. Bill, I don't know if you can really pick a better day than that. What do you think?
It's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, pretty good. Hey, and I'm excited. I would, if it's not much trouble, I don't know how he does this, but if he can handicap the big games, and, you know, I'm talking the SEC, the USC game tonight, and the TCU game and whatnot. If he can handicap those and give us a little bit of, you know, a morsel to help me make some picks, I'd really appreciate it.
Brad's on every Monday, not Friday. You know that, right?
Okay. Well, guess what? You know what's going to happen now? You're going to get a bunch of, phone calls or messages saying, Dad doesn't listen to the show. I listen to the show. I just forget crap, okay?
No worries. No worries, all right, man. Brother. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hey, one more thing. Michigan, go Blue, baby.
Wolverine Dan. So he knows where Brad's supposed to be. He just wasn't thinking about it last time he called. Is that right? It's what he said. That is a good idea. If you're in town, you have extra time for Commitments. Opryland has a massive Christmas. What would it be? Display? Something like that. Jeff 2, Bill, when questioning if Heupel can come back after being fired, consider Billy Martin was fired 5 times from the Yankees, came back every time. I guess that's a good point. I don't know that Heupel, I don't know Josh Heupel. A lot of times I'll know the coach. I don't know him. So I can't sit here and tell you, here's what he'd be thinking. I think he's pretty happy where he is. Doesn't mean he wouldn't leave someday, but better go find a quarterback to bridge to Nico Iamaleva. I'm just telling you. The Joe Milton thing's a dream if you think that's going to work out well. Ole Miss Evie in her permanent slot coming up.